In Burlington, who were shot by a white man on their way to dinner last night. Investigators say the shooter didn't say a word. They're still searching for him and a motive. Crews are clearing snow in Kansas. A historic November storm dumped as much as a foot of snow on the state. Wichita and Dodge City alone set single-day records. Meantime, AAA and Amtrak say today, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, is their busiest travel day of the year. Steve Dresner is with WTOP in D.C.
The homebound rush is certainly well underway from the Thanksgiving Day holiday. We are finding increased volume along the I-95 corridor between Washington, D.C. and the Richmond area. Also at our Mid-Atlantic area airports, you can expect delays getting to the terminals and a bit of airport psychology, if you will, if you need to access the airport. You may want to consider utilizing both the departure and arrival lanes to pick up and drop off.
TSA is busy too.
The TSA predicts that it will screen 2.9 million people Sunday. That's the largest number of passengers in its 20 plus year history, and also surpasses a previous record set on June 30th earlier this year.
That's CBS New York's Christina Phan. More than 4,000 flights have been delayed today alone.
Enjoy the show.
Moviegoers got a second helping of The Hunger Games, Songbirds and Snakes. It led the weekend box office for a second weekend with $28.8 million in ticket sales. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 12. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 22 tomorrow, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that notices that as the seasons change, so change we. Anyway, today's show is all about that season that's upon us as we speak. The air is getting chill, the leaves are falling from the trees, and that can mean only one thing, autumn. You may not think that autumn is a popular song subject, but that's what this show does, everyone. Constantly proves you wrong. So join me. Won't you, as we face the music together?
Thank you.
was nowhere. Till you changed my mind. Love is sent through me and good to you. But you were somewhere. Somewhere home.
A very underrated band from the British Invasion. That was the Small Faces with The Autumn Stone. The Small Faces released several acclaimed albums from the mid-60s. So check those guys out when you get a chance. And we open up the show today with the Irish Chanteuse Enya and The First of Autumn. Next, we're going to turn to another underrated band, this one that started in the 80s. Although it's hard to call a band underrated when they've been around for 40 years. They're still going strong, even though only one original member is still part of the group. But I've always found them to have a very distinctive sound, and this song is no exception. Here's The Church with Russian Autumn Heart.
Suggestions, roaring engines, jewels lay for the world. Titanic had his aimless king, always spoiling the best things you've done. So exquisite.
chips. The soil is so rich. A trillion pennies for a handful of dust. A silent witness by a mountain of ice. So let's wear down we beneath. Sibling link meets Manchurian.
Guilty. empty so many times. All I heard was just the birth lights. As sure as lead sinks were the same, with just more laundry that they need to hang.
We won't be sleeping in our arms.
Modest Mouse from their 2009 EP, No One's First and You're Next. That was Autumn Beds, a band that originally formed in 1996 and then had some mainstream success in the mid-2000s. We're going to take our first break, everybody, here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, I've got an old standard that's been sung by so many people, but the recording I've picked is from a lost singer from the 1950s. Stay tuned to find out who it is here on WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I'm home. sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York.
And that was Indy Stalwart's Yo La Tengo with Autumn Sweater. And before that, Joe Stafford, who was very popular in the 1950s, but no one seems to remember her anymore, with Autumn in New York. Up next, we have another group that's been around for a very, very long time. They started in 1964, and they just released an album last year with a large rotating group of musicians. They've played a very eclectic mix of music. I guess you could call them progressive folk. Today, we're going to be playing a song suite from their 1974 album, Hero and Heroine, that features three different tunes linked together. So up next, we've got Autumn, Heroine's Theme, Deep Summer Sleep, and The Winter Long by The Straubs. Thank you. And that takes us to our next commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to play a song that's not only horribly dated, but it has a terrible message in it, and yet is one of the most sickly sweet things you've ever heard. For the sheer novelty of the song, we're going to be playing it next here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The Throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
In the spring of my life, she came to me. She brought sunshine where winter winds had blown. Then I took her for my wife in the spring of my life, and she brought me a joy I'd never known. And the years they went by in the spring of my life, and in summer she blessed me with a child. Love continued to grow in the summer of my life, and in every morning sun I saw her smile. But in the autumn of my years, I noticed the tears, and I knew that our life was in the past. Though I tried to pretend, I knew it was the end. For the autumn of my life had come at last. Now what do you say to a child? How do you tell him his daddy's going away? Do I tell him that I reach the autumn of my life, and that he'll understand some winter's day? Now a rose can't be found on a snow-covered ground, and the sun cannot shine through cloudy skies. But I'm richer, you see, for the years she gave to me. And I'm content in the autumn of my life.
Bobby Goldsboro, we still don't understand how you could have had a career. That was the autumn of my life. Oh, and then as a palate cleanser, thank goodness, that was the Umbrellas with Autumn. So we've already played one standard today. Let's do another one, Autumn Leaves, a song that's been recorded by many, many people. And some odd, very idiosyncratic recordings of that song as well. I've got two of them for the show today. We'll do one a little bit later. But right now, here is Robert Zimmerman. You heard right. This is Bob Dylan with Autumn Leaves.
Thank you. left by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sun. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old a winter song. But
Get your boogie and shoes on there. That was Donna Summer with Autumn Changes. And that is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week, everyone. We'll be returning for hour two in just a few minutes here after the break. So stay tuned as we continue with songs all about fall or autumn, whichever you prefer.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israeli crowds danced in the streets today as Hamas released a third group of hostages. President Biden confirms a 4-year-old Israeli-American, Abigail Adon, was among them.
You know, she's free and she's in Israel now. And so those who are now wrapping Abigail in love and care and the supportive services she needs, she's been through a terrible trauma.
Abigail was kidnapped after Hamas murdered her parents. Her brother and sister locked themselves in a closet for hours. Israel's truce with Hamas could now be extended. Anna Foster's with the BBC in Tel Aviv.
Israel had said for every 10 further hostages who were released, they would be prepared to agree to an extra 24 hours of ceasefire. The list of Palestinian prisoners that was published, because it has to be legally published here in Israel so people can object to it. That's something that's actually enshrined in law here. And that list was not of 150 names, but 300, laying the groundwork for a possible extension.
Vermont Governor Phil Scott's condemned shootings of 3 Palestinian students in Burlington and urged the community not to let this incident incite more hate. The 20-year-old men are expected to survive. Police are still searching for a shooter. Nearly 5,000 flights have now been delayed across the country as folks